This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Record-shattering early vote.
I think Election Day is going to be crazy. Look at us already.
Virus cases spike.
We're at a dangerous tipping point right now. We're entering what's going to be the steep slope of the curve.
Senate set to act on Supreme Court nominee.
We're moving this nomination forward.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 8 days to go. It's the final sprint to Election Day, the last full week of the presidential campaign. It's estimated 60 million of us have already cast ballots, shattering the 2016 early voting total. These Pennsylvanians were in line over the weekend.
A lot of folks trying to vote this year.
We saw the lines were quite extensive in other states, so we figured it would be long here.
And CBS's Weijia Jiang says it all comes just days after the U.S. set a new daily high for coronavirus cases and aides close to Vice President Pence tested positive.
We need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Campaigning in North Carolina, Vice President Mike Pence made no mention of the COVID-19 outbreak in his inner circle. His press secretary said while Vice President Pence is considered a close contact, he will maintain his schedule because he is essential personnel. The vice president wore a mask on and off the plane.
Get it done, North Carolina!
But took it off while giving his speech. Many in the crowd were not covering their faces either. The same was true at President Trump's rally in New Hampshire.
Even without the vaccines, we're rounding the turn. It's going to be over.
Senator Kamala Harris called out the Trump administration.
They are admitting defeat.
Harris, who quarantined after some of her staffers tested positive earlier this month, also said the White House should follow their lead, including Vice President Pence.
Listen, he should be following the guidelines.
Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe. Keefe has more as President Trump and Joe Biden push for votes in the final days.
The president hopscotched across the country to shore up support in states where he's trailing Biden. The CBS News battleground tracker shows Mr. Trump narrowly behind in Florida as well as North Carolina. Biden heads to Georgia, a state where the battleground tracker now shows the race tied. And on 60 Minutes, Biden batted away questions about whether he would ever try to enact more liberal policies.
Joe Biden has a deep, steep, and successful record over a long, long time.
The president, meanwhile, faced questions about his leadership of the country.
Your first statement was, are you ready for tough questions?
Are you?
That's no way to talk.
Then the president cut short the interview.
I think we have enough of an interview here, Hope. Okay, that's enough. Let's go.
Coronavirus cases hit a new U.S. high on Friday, 83,000. CBS's David Begnaud says daily numbers have been lower since, but still have experts worried.
At University Medical Center of El Paso, the ICU is now full. County officials have issued a stay-at-home order and a nightly curfew. Coronavirus cases are rising in 44 states. No states are seeing declines. And in the last 2 weeks, half of all the U.S. states have set single-day records for new cases. The White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, says that outbreaks are accelerating because asymptomatic spreaders are going to visit friends and family.
The future does look devastating right now for the number of cases that we see, the potential of the rise in cases. But we can stop that community spread if we work together.
Final Senate action is due later today on the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett.
The Senate was in on Sunday to keep moving on a Supreme Court nomination Republicans want done.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48. The motion is agreed to.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The Senate is doing the right thing. We'll have a new member of the United States Supreme Court.
Senate Democrats don't like it, but do not have the votes to prevent it. A final vote likely late tonight. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
China says it will impose sanctions on Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Raytheon for selling weapons to Taiwan. It's not clear what those penalties might be. A major airline is intent on enforcing a face mask policy, and as CBS's Diane King Hall tells us, there could be lasting consequences for violators.
Passengers who refuse to cover their faces during flights are being added to Delta's no-fly list. 460 people have already been banned from its planes. Delta says it's committed to doing what it can to stop the coronavirus from spreading, even though it just posted a quarterly loss of nearly $5.4 billion.
In Northern California, power was cut to tens of thousands of customers intentionally as windy weather has sparked wildfire concerns. Betty Yu of KPIX-TV says many people are taking precautions.
Half Moon Bay resident Elizabeth Cross is ready to go should she need to evacuate.
We have everything set up in the garage. We have a food box, our earthquake preparedness kit with the radio. All we have to do is grab our computers and our passports.
High winds, extremely low humidity, mixed with dry vegetation and severe drought are making for dangerous conditions.
America's pediatricians are out with new guidance on opioids and newborns. CBS's Vicki Barker.
Hard figures are hard to come by, but it's estimated about 80 babies a day are being born to opioid-addicted mothers. Yet the American Academy of Pediatrics says effective treatment for both is patchy and inconsistent at best. It now says all hospitals should have protocols in place to assess which women and newborns might need help and then getting them the proper treatment.
The L.A. Dodgers are in the driver's seat in the World Series after a 4-2 win over Tampa Bay in Game 5.
The Dodgers jumped out to an early 2-0 lead in the first inning, and they would never trail, adding two more runs.
Here's a high fly ball into right, absolutely belted.
The call on Fox, Tampa Bay had numerous chances to come back, including the final inning.
Tying run at the plate, Trinan, got him, and the Dodgers win Game 5.
Afterwards, L.A. manager Dave Roberts very happy with the victory.
To get a win was huge, any way we could get it.
The win puts the Dodgers on the verge of capturing their first World Series since 1988. And Dodger fans who have come here from California are elated.
It's not over yet, but we feel good. Feel good.
To win the series, L.A. must win one of the next two games. The first chance comes tomorrow. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Arlington, Texas.
In New York City, a police car became a campaign vehicle. Now there's serious fallout.
Though the NYPD forbids its officers from expressing political views or endorsing candidates, a video making the rounds on social media appears to show
Trump 2020. Put it on YouTube, put it on Facebook.
The loudspeaker is coming from an NYPD patrol car in Brooklyn. The police commissioner calls it 100% unacceptable. The officer has since been suspended without pay, and the NYPD says it's under investigation. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Also in New York, there was trouble between supporters and opponents of the president as a Jews for Trump convoy featuring hundreds of cars draped with American flags and banners rolled through Manhattan and Brooklyn. Videos on Twitter showed several protesters pelting the vehicles with eggs or rocks and shouting insults. Seven people were arrested. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.